6:42 is currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. For those outside the listening area, joining us online through AmazingMadison.com, we thank you for tuning in to tonight's program. Just love to give a big thank you to our last two guests, head coach for the Howard wrestling team, Corbin Seward, and assistant coach Matt Goth for coming on the show as well for letting us know about the season for the Howard wrestling team. Tiger is going to be over at the Madison tournament coming up on Saturday. That's going to be a bright and early 10 a.m. start from Madison High School as well. We're going to take a look now at the NFL schedule last week, starting with week 14. No teams were on bye as they head into the stretch end of the season. A lot of teams, a lot of moving and shaking, and a lot of spots still up for grabs in some divisional spots as well. We'll talk about some of these matchups. Starting with the game on Thursday last week, it was the Atlanta Falcons over the New Orleans Saints 20-17. New Orleans was looking to put that one away early, but Atlanta somehow squeaked out the win at home to beat the Saints 20-17. Then a game that was more noteworthy for the weather than it was the game itself. It was the Buffalo Bills over the Indianapolis Colts 13-7. This literally looked like the old days, the good old days when you and your buddies would go out for recess out in the school, the snow fields outside your school and play touch football in your snow pants. I saw a lot of people tweet that out and also talk about it after the game as well. But the Buffalo Bills sneak out and win in overtime. That game was an overtime as well. Luckily enough, the Buffalo Bills were wearing all red uniforms while Indianapolis suffering in their all-white uniforms in that loss. Then in a win where the Dallas Cowboys pulled away late 30-10 over the New York Giants. That game getting out of the hands as the Cowboys getting the win out in that one in New York. At the same time, the Detroit Lions defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-14, a late field goal sending them into the win column 20-14. Then the Kansas City Chiefs just decimate the Oakland Raiders 26-15. People thinking that Kansas City might be donezo after starting 5-0, and in the last eight games they're 2-6. But they get a win over a divisional opponent in that wide-open AFC West. Who knows is going to win that division in the AFC West. Then the San Francisco 49ers, after starting out 0-11, 2-0 after getting Jimmy Garoppolo the head-starting job over the Houston Texans, 26-16 that week as well. Then the Green Bay Packers. Oh, man, the Green Bay Packers defeat the Cleveland Browns 27-21 in overtime. Cleveland was up 21-7 in the second half. Blow that lead into overtime. DeShone Kizer throws an interception in overtime that sinks their hopes, and that was probably the last time that they're gonna get a chance to even win. They got three more games this season. Not looking good. Quite possibly going to be the second team to go 0-16 in NFL history. The Detroit Lions, the last team to do that. That was only about 10 years ago as well. Then we got the Chicago Bears over the Cincinnati Bengals. Unfortunately, Cincinnati has not been able to piece much of together. 5-8 this season. While the Chicago Bears looking pretty decent with that young those young players that they got on their side in the running back game, Tariq Cohen and also Jordan Howard, and also Mitch Trubisky getting the starting nods as well. 33-7 over the Bengals. Then in a game that should have been the Minnesota Vikings in many stretches, 31-24, Carolina defeats the Minnesota Vikings. A lot of Vikings fans backlashing the game against Case Keenum and squad, but you know, it was one of those games that just got out of their hands and unfortunately did not go their way. Jonathan Stewart had three rushing touchdowns, 103 yards on the ground, along with Cam Newton throw for a touchdown. Devin Funchess, 59 yards and two touchdowns. Guess who had Jonathan Stewart and Devin Funchess on their team but did not play them in fantasy last week in the playoffs? That would be yours truly, Paul Vold from the KJM Studios, and ultimately losing in the opening round of fantasy playoffs. That's this guy right here, egg all over my face. Next one, Los Angeles Chargers starting to get a feel for themselves. Now 7-6 on the year. They defeated the Washington Redskins. We're now 5-8 on the season. I think Los Angeles, the Chargers, despite not getting any fans at their home games, I mean, they're kind of hanging in there. And they got a chance to do some serious damage out in that AFC West with 3 weeks left in the season. Then Denver just shuts out the New York Jets 23-0. Nothing special about that one. Josh McCown goes down to injury. He is done for the season. And a real barn burner out west, it was the Arizona Cardinals defeating the Tennessee Titans 12-7. Oh joy, that was a real dandy of a game out there. We're not even going to talk about that. And it had ourselves a shootout in the Coliseum with the Philadelphia Eagles going out west to defeat the Los Angeles Rams 43-35. And unfortunately as well, Carson Wentz unfortunately tore his ACL in that game. 291 yards through the air, 4 touchdowns, and he is done for the rest of the season as well. Don't fray though, Eagles fans. Nick Foles getting the starting nod. He took the Eagles to the playoffs not too long ago. It was about 4 years ago. Nick Foles bounced around to a couple different teams. He did pretty well under Chip Kelly in that run a heavy offense that the high-tempo offense, I should say, that the Eagles were running not too long ago. So don't worry. I think the Eagles are going to be okay as they slide on into the playoffs with 3 weeks left. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars take one to the Seattle Seahawks coming out east. 30-24. Looks like some big performances from Blake Bortles. 268 yards and also 2 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette with a rushing touchdown. And Russell Wilson throwing for 3 TDs, but also a loss to the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Then in the Sunday night game, a squeaker that came all the way down to the bitter end. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers squeaking out a win. 39-38, took the field goal late for the W. Ben Roethlisberger, 506 yards through the air, 2 touchdowns, and also 2 rushing touchdowns for Le'Veon Bell in that win over their divisional rival. And in the Sunday game, in the Monday night game, I was not happy about this when I'm a New England Patriots fan, and the Miami Dolphins just looked amazing against the New England Patriots. They won 27-20. Jay Cutler had a coming out party in that one. 3 touchdown passes, 263 yards. Good for them. Tom Brady, also on my fantasy team, did not look good. No, it was just not a rhythm as well for the Patriots. They're going to be playing angry coming into week 15 and a really good matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. Speaking of the next week, we head into week 15. A lot of movers and shakers here in these next couple of matchups heading into this Sunday. A lot of good games that we're going to be keeping our eyes on, including there's going to be a couple games on Saturday as well. A nice little change there. A couple Saturday games as we near the holiday season as well. Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be a full weekend of football. Can't ask for anything better than that. A couple games early on we're going to be keeping our eye on, including the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. If you would have said at this point of the season, Kansas City and Los Angeles would be playing for a chance to lead the AFC West after 5 weeks into the year, I would have said you were crazy. Kansas City was 5-0 at that point. Los Angeles was floundering at best. Now they're both 7-6 here into week 15. They are looking to take the lead in the AFC West and quite possibly get into the playoffs as well for the first time in a good chunk of change. Or actually, they were in it last season. No, that's also a lie as well. I don't know what I'm saying at this point, but Kansas City winning the last 3 matchups against the Los Angeles Chargers, including earlier this season, it was a 24-10 victory over the Chargers for Kansas City. So this one definitely going to be a good one. That's going to be on Saturday night. About 7:30 kickoff will be from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. A couple other games we're going to be keeping our eyes on as well. We got the Green Bay Packers heading to Carolina. Now people will probably write this one off at Brent Hundley starting, but getting word that Aaron Rodgers was cleared to play, or not cleared to play, he's cleared to return to start practicing again for the Green Bay Packers. He may not be too far away before the end of the season, and also fighting for a playoff chance as well. The Green Bay Packers at 7-6. Carolina looking to help themselves in some wins and also spread out that distance in the NFC South at 9-4 right now. It's a logjam in the NFC South with the Saints and also the Falcons. Another one that I'm just going to be keeping on personally with the Minnesota Vikings taking on Cincinnati. Vikings back at home. Three home games to wrap up the season as well. Last time these two teams squared off, it was August 12th of 2016, and it was a 17-16 win for the Vikings as well. But before that, it was 2013, the last time these two teams played. Cincinnati won 42-14. Do not sleep on the Bengals and expect this one to be an easy win. Minnesota going to have to bring their A game at 10-3. Cincinnati 5-8, but they got some weapons for a good 5-8 team with Andy Dalton, AJ Green, also their running back situation. Whoever is handling the ball for the Bengals is going to be a force to be reckoned with as well. Also, another game we're going to be keeping our eye on, just because of the ramifications with the Carson Wentz situation. The Philadelphia Eagles hit the road to take on the New York Giants. 2-11 versus 11-2. Now, a 2-11 is a different story, especially the way the Giants have been motivated the last couple weeks. Lose your head coach. Eli Manning gets benched for the younger quarterbacks as well, while the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm not going to say that they're going to fall off, may digress just a little bit. Still have plenty of weapons to rely on. Jay Ajayi coming out of the backfield for them. Got a really good receiving core. And also that defense has been playing pretty decent for the Eagles this season. I'm definitely leaning towards the Eagles, but would not be surprised if New York makes a game of it as well. Then one game that everyone's going to be talking about, it's going to be the New England Patriots against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last couple of matchups between these two have been some real good ones, most of them coming in the playoffs as well, with the last matchup being a 36-17 win for the Patriots last three times they've played, and all three wins for the Patriots as well. New England playing a little bit angry these last couple of weeks, but at the same last game, I felt like they were leaning towards the other side of the field just because they were looking ahead to Pittsburgh instead of focusing on Miami. Well, we all know how that turned out. It turned into a loss for the New England Patriots, but going to be a good matchup. New England at 10-3, the Pittsburgh Steelers at 11-2 this year. That's going to about wrap things up here with our NFL look forward, and also some good games to be watching this weekend. Also, just because it's going to be a Thursday night game with Broncos at the Colts, and two Saturday games and a whole bunch of Sunday games with a Monday night game as well. So 4 out of 5 days, there's going to be NFL football to be watched this weekend as well. As we near the end of our show here tonight, taking a look here at some games coming up here on the radio. Starting tomorrow night, the Madison Bulldogs basketball team is going to be on the road taking on Lenox. Lenox girls basketball team, fairly good this year, ranked in the top five, according to the South Dakota media basketball media poll, against Madison, who, after suffering a bit of a slow start in their first game of the year, have really put something together in the second half, the second quarter, I should say, and also into the second half against Tri-Valley on Tuesday. That game was right here on AM 1390. Matt Gross was on the call for that one. Couple of good games in start for the season for Madison to really learn what they have with, especially with head basketball coach in Stacey Anderson in her first year under the reins for Madison as well. They're going to be taking on Lenox, who returns a couple of good players, and especially a leading player of the year candidate in Madison Vlaschin, a sophomore listed at 6'0", but also someone to be contended with this season is Madison Vlaschin. That game will start about 6:30 right here on AM 1390, and that'll be Madison against Lenox to start the year. While the Madison Bulldogs boys basketball team, after last couple of games, to start the year 2-0 on the season, looking very good to start off. A lot of good movement from their players, and also with the movement that they have of some younger players stepping up, should be a couple of good games. That'll be a 6:30 tip-off for the girls game right here on AM 1390 with the Madison Bulldogs taking on Lenox. Down in Lenox, boys and girls games for the Bulldogs. Meanwhile, over in our sister station, that's Jammin' Country 103, got a couple games coming up on Friday as well. Howard at McCook Central Montrose. The boys and girls teams for Howard dealing with a little bit of depth issues, but at the same time, return some really good players. They're going to be making a difference, especially speaking with head coach for Howard in Wade Erickson earlier today. He is he's excited about the players that have coming back, and also mixing with some of those younger players They're going to have to step up in some situations, although you're losing a little bit of height with graduation last year. Howard is going to be having to play a little bit more physical with the smaller stature players that they have on their team. And it's certainly going to be a tough test for them with McCook Central Montrose and the height that they have. Good guard play from them, especially after losing Rachel Letch to graduation. They return both Kepsel girls, Madison and Morgan. Morgan being the senior and Madison being the freshman. Also got a couple of players that are going to be making a difference from them, including Natalie Gottlieb, who returns from a knee injury. Going to be a couple of good years, especially with McCook Central Montrose making the Sweet 16 last season. And they lost to Madison in the Sweet 16. Going to be a good team to keep your eye on this season will be McCook Central Montrose. Boys game to follow afterwards. First game will be the girls Howard against McCook. It'll be at 6:30 over in our sister station. It's Jammin' Country 103. Then in the second game, it'll be the boys game. You know, going to be an interesting one to see because both teams kind of building off last year where kind of down years, trying to move in some of those younger players, get them experience out on the floor, and try to build up what from last season was a bit of a down year as well for them. But don't forget as well, that's not going to be the last for this week. We got some games coming up on Saturday over at the Girls Entringer Classic. Madison going to be taking on DeSmet. That's girls basketball. The Girls Entringer Classic over in Coleman. Right here on AM 1390, we will have Madison against DeSmet. A back-to-back, or not a back-to-back situation. Madison's going to play at 4:30, and the game right before that will be over on Jammin' Country 103. It will be ORR against Lake Preston. You know, the Lady Raiders of Oldham, Ramona Rutland, looking to find their first win of the year. Lake Preston at the same time also searching for their first win of the year. It'll be a good one. That'll be at 12:30 over in our sister station. That's Jammin' Country 103 and also available online at AmazingMadison.com. All games, including schedules, can be found on our website at AmazingMadison.com for the area sports for basketball broadcasts. You can find that on our website through the area sports page on AmazingMadison.com. Madison Bulldog Sports, you can find all winter sports schedules on the Madison Sports page as well. We start to wrap up our Coach's Corner. Just love to give a big thank you to all of our listeners tonight for tuning in. Also give a big thank you to our guests as well for coming on the show. Dakota State University men's assistant basketball coach Tom Kaler, along with Howard wrestling coaches Corbin Surratt and Matt Goth for coming on the show this evening. So certainly made the show worthwhile as well. Don't forget to check out the show later tonight if you missed it. You can listen online at AmazingMadison.com through the Coach's Corner page. All you got to do is head over to AmazingMadison.com, click on Sports, and you'll find Coach's Corner at the bottom of the tab as well. Wrapping up our Coach's Corner tonight, don't forget we'll be back here same time, same place next week as well as we near the holiday season as well. Maybe a 50-50 shot whether we're going to have a show next week as well, but stay tuned to AmazingMadison.com and also right here on AM 1390 for Coach's Corner. 7 o'clock is currently our time. Big thank you to all of our listeners. We'll be back here. It is Dakota's Best AM 1390. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.